A couple of quick points, Chairman. John Jury, the Australian business commentator, made a reference to Trevor's, quote, myriad conflicts in a column a few weeks ago. I'm just wondering if Trevor can address that issue as to whether he accepts that criticism. Does he have any conflicts that he thinks would be relevant to ASX shareholders? My other two points are, I think Trevor chairs nine different bodies. He's the busiest man in Australia in terms of chairing nine different bodies, somehow manages to sit on the Future Fund board and be chairman of the QIC. I would have thought that would be an obvious conflict of interest. But I guess to his time, he literally is the busiest chairman in the country. How does he have the time to perform his ASX duties, given all his other commitments? And as a shareholder in Bris Connections, who's in the Bris Connections share price is down 95%, Trevor is the chairman, does Trevor believe that there is an amount of equity destruction or amount of percentage equity destruction in a company, a listed company, that at some point would preclude someone from serving on the ASX board? In other words, how much can you blow up before you shouldn't be on the ASX board? In this case, I think it's about $350 million in a couple of months that's disappeared.
Mr. Rowe.
Thank you, Mr. Main. Well, first of all, in terms of managing my time, I am conscious of how I manage my time effectively. I believe I do that, and I do that effectively. In terms of conflicts, obviously, business is all about managing conflicts, and I pay judicious attention to managing those conflicts. In terms of markets and their impact on companies, I don't control the markets nor where they will trade. I firmly believe that the companies I'm involved in, which are listed, which is United Group and Bris Connections, are in themselves very fine companies. Where they trade is another matter. I just should point out to you, though, on a fully paid basis, Bris Connections trades at a 35% discount, which is in the range for that particular sector, which I acknowledge is suffering with significant negative market sentiment at this time. Thank you.